Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. You can feel the excitement in my voice anytime my show is coming, because I'm here for you, and this is a calling show, so it's a live show every Tuesday evening on Home Time Radio, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, with my wonderful producer, Christopher. We're going to take your calls, so feel free to call in 202-570-7057 with your questions. I have a great topic today, because we all want life to flow smoothly. We want to move from one phase of evolution to the next and push forward in our endeavors. But more often, you know, we find ourselves facing a dead end despite our efforts, and we become stuck in a relationship, in a project, in a legal battle, in a job that we don't like, and we don't know where to go. So the show today touches upon how to break through bad cycles, how to acknowledge the cycles, and how to work with the breaking through system, because there is a way to break through negativity. And we're going to talk in great length about the five essential keys of breaking through. But I want to start by saying something very beautiful. It's actually a quote by Daniel Abraham, who says, "We say that flowers return every spring, but that's a lie. It is true that the world is renewed. It is also true that renewal comes at a price. And even if flowers grow from an ancient vine, the flowers of spring are themselves new to the world, untried and untasted." So what does it say? Life is carefully guided by cycles and by rebirth. But there are two notions here that sounds like they contradict each other, but they actually work beautifully hand in hand, because every thing around us is cyclical and repeats itself. The day of the month of the year, the seasons, the nature, and so on. So cycles are actually a law of life. Our entire universe carries the energy of constant rebirth. You know, when we think about us, our world is ever evolving, yet is bound to never-ending cycle. Every day, it's like our planet gravitates around the sun in the same way, rotating in the same manner for billions of years. Yet, in the same time, life on Earth changes dramatically every year. You change from a day into the next, from a year into the next, and our world functions on cycles. That are rebirth, regeneration, and evolution. And as much as cycles are embedded into our everyday life, liberation from cycles is also necessary. So there are cycles that signal stagnancy, while liberation from a cycle signals evolution. So if we take this on a personal level, we mimic the cycles of the universe. We are all tied to our routine, the daily obligation. We wake up, we do the same thing over and over. We go to sleep the next day, we wake up again, we go to work, we take the same car, we prepare the same meal, you know, so there's repetition, repetition. But in reality, we also meant to reinvent everything, to create always a new meaning, a new person, to realign with the highest path. So there's nothing wrong with going through the motion of life in a regular, predictable way. But we can become quite comfortable. You know, we reach that kind of plateau, that comfort zone. And the problem is when we got hit with the negative cycle, and we don't know what to do to actually break through. Now, I've been there, you've been there, you know, like we find the dead end job, a relationship that ends up too quickly, a project that we can never finish, the legal mess sometimes that we don't know how to see the end. So then we start asking ourselves, why am I a magnet of this kind of situations? You know, so we start to try to understand why a cycle like this that is negative will hurt our growth and makes us unhappy and unmotivated. Now, the show tonight is actually meant to give you the 5 keys of becoming unstuck and guiding you through what you need to do. So what I did with you tonight was that trying to make you understand how significant it is to understand the process and how to go through the process. And actually, one of the things that is an essential key, unblocking yourself and breaking through the stagnant and elevating yourself to another level of understanding is actually looking through the process. You know, and how you got where you got, and how, you know, honestly, you become your own observer. Now, Angelica, Los Angeles, hold on the line. I'll be with you in a moment. Catherine from California, Pat, and all my wonderful friends, hold on the line. I'll be with you in a second. I just want to let you know that in case you cannot break through the show, you can send me an email at Carmen Jara. My name, CRMENAJRRA @AOL.com. Believe it or not, I still have AOL for 25 years. Or you can reach to me directly, send me a text, my phone, you can find it if you go on Facebook. I have all my contacts. In spite of the fact that we've talked today on television about Facebook and privacy, and I do agree with that, you know, we in this business, we give all our contacts away so that people can reach us. And that's the only way to do it. Now, you can be my friend on Facebook, by the way, or you can subscribe to my YouTube channel. So you can get my book, my 7-book Karma Queen's Guide to Relationship. If you want to learn about amazing relationships, if you want to learn much more about who are you with at this point in your life, because it's very, very important to know who's in your life. And are you in a transition, in a compromise? Are you in a soulful relationship? Are you in an abusive relationship? Which one is it? So my book will guide you through that. And if you get my book is like, I think in Kindle is like $7, the price of a good coffee or a sandwich, and you get 10 minutes free with me. How does that sound? I think it sounds good. Now, so before I go to the 5 keys to becoming unstuck, I'm going to take my first caller. I don't want to let her wait too long. Hi, Angelica from Los Angeles. Thank you for being part of my show, my dear.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so happy to talk to you. I'm almost singing. Okay, my.
Well, great topic. I've definitely dealt with some cycles in my life. And one of them is that I've found that in my relationships, a lot of times I'll be ahead of the person I'm dating, and then we'll mm-hmm. break up, and then they'll come back like a year later and they'll be ready, and I've long moved on. So I would really love to be on the same page with someone. I recently
But let me ask you, did this happen to you a number of times? Because the danger is that repetition. So repetition is called, in many ways also your karma, because you create a pattern of thinking, action, and behavior, and that keeps on repeating.
Right.
So the problem is, I've been there with this.
They always come back.
That's what I'm saying.
But
then
I'm
so this creates
not interested by then.
Exactly. So how can we break through this kind of a negative aspect of the cycle that constantly repeats itself? So you know what I I advise you, you know, you have to concentrate on your divine timing and see why are you ahead of the person in your own time, you know. You 10 months ahead of him. It's almost like you know what's about to happen. You already anticipate.
Exactly.
You know, so mm-hmm. you, as you said it, I'm ahead of the person. You're ahead in your timing, in your way of understanding, mm-hmm. in probably the level of
yeah.
your own evolution. You almost know who's coming and you almost know how he will be. You almost know his flaws and you almost know why you're going to break up with him. You know, it's that sense of knowing. And but this at in time can become a negative aspect of the awareness, because you want to be at the same in the same situation with him. You want to grow together. You want to. That's the only way you can build something together. You know. So
right.
I think the fact that we talk about it is gonna help you, Angelica. It's gonna really, really make you feel. Like more in tune with where exactly you speed up the process. You know, it's exactly like you are both in two different cars. And at some point, you know, you speed and he's behind you. So if you become aware, I don't want to speed right now. I want to stay at the same level with him so I can bond. Because you don't have a time to bond with this person. You don't have a time to connect
right.
that deep, profound connection that will make you stay and be stuck with that person, even in a good way of being stuck. I mean, you know, you see people that are stuck together for 30 years, but they love each other. They're soulmates. They want to be stuck. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make my point. And at which point you control your power, your speeding, you know, your divine timing. At which point you need to focus on the process, because it's a process. Everything is a process, you know. Paying mm-hmm. attention to the way you grow with him, to the way you create circumstances with him in which you want to stay, you want to slow down. So you're not ahead of time. You're not ahead of him.
I guess the question I'm asking is, do you see someone in my life
yes.
now or anytime soon?
The man I see in your life is a man. Okay, I see a man. He's actually very attractive. He's tall. He's brown hair. He's Caucasian. He's youngish looking. I don't see him with obligation. So a man around your age, I think is either you meet him in May or he's born in May. And May is right around the corner. But the month of May comes to me very strong. He is... kind, he's nice, he's a little bit introverted, very charismatic. He likes being outdoors, he likes being out in a sense of celebrating life, like going places or traveling, or he has a very sport car. He's very nonchalant in his way of being. He you know, there are people that are so rigid, and not, this is a flexible guy. You know what I think? I think the level of his flexibility will make him adjust to who you are, to your tendency to speed up, you know. To your tendency of breaking time and going beyond, you know, so he's kind of like you. So that will allow you to follow you, you know, to resonate more with you, to create that incredible connection. You understand what I'm trying to
say? I don't. Sure. And you see this.
I'm not sure whether you know this man. I keep on seeing a W that might relate to where he's coming from, he might relate to his last name, might relate to his first name, but I just see an initial and I see a face. Mm-hmm. So my mind goes out there and sees you with this man hand in hand along the beach, which is an image that I have in my head of the two of you. I see you melting. At that point, I think you, Angelica, will want to stop time. You know what time you want to stop? You don't want to, when you're very happy, you want to say, God, keep me here forever. You know, I love it for you. It's beautiful. I love it.
And thank you.
That's so this is happening for you, my love. And it looks like it's light around the quarter. And talking about divine timing, do you mind telling me your month and your day of your birth? Not the year.
January 5th.
So January 5th, you're in a karmic year 8 as of January. Karmic years are the year that surprise you with unpredictability. Karmic years 8, they bring you recognition, financial energy, year to invest, year to go to the extraordinary you, you know. And I feel like I actually like this this year for you, because it's a year you've been waiting for quite a while. The energy of the, so this is your own timing, and you benefit of the time that you have now. So this is really extraordinary. So that's why I think that this man will come to you immediately. Feel free to call and let me know what you think about him. Feel free to call me, let me know that you are in love, and this time you want to stay in love. And this is amazing.
Well, I have been dating somebody, but I don't know if he's the guy you're talking about.
Okay, but do you like this guy that you're dating right now?
Very much.
Okay. Is this guy very different than what I'm telling you?
I mean, he could be him, but he's, I don't know, because looks-wise, I'm not sure, you know? He's not really Caucasian, so.
It's not that relevant, the color of the skin. It's absolutely totally irrelevant, as you know very well.
Okay.
It's not the skin, it's not the height, it's the energy that I'm defining. And if anything else falls in place in the way you feel about him, if anything else falls in place, think a little bit, you know. And let's project it for now, what we said, and let's see where we're going with this information. Because the information can be sometimes adjusted. I think the more you're going to think about our conversation, the more you'll understand what was the reason of it. I have to go to a break, but I thank you so much,
no
Angelica,
problem.
And
thank
just
you.
Call me back.
Thank
I love you.
So
Catherine,
much.
Hold on the line. Pat, Bianca, Mary, Luciana. Hold on the line, I'll be with you in a moment.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back with my show, I will continue a little bit to tell you about the keys to break to bad cycles. And the one was focusing on the way you progress, focusing on paying attention to the process of resolving issues and the timing of it. And actually, the second element of breaking through is divine timing. You know, that you follow the laws of the universal timing, which are not man-made, you know. That's why they survive the test of time. Not only when divine timing is in your favor, but also when to use the divine timing in such a way that you can see results. Another element is the healing of your karma. Because I said karma is like the memory of the soul, and unresolved karma can cause the same thing to repeat. And there is where you got stuck. And then you have to know how to identify the karmic pattern so you can actually evolve, and you can actually see that your life changes because your karma is identify its process, and you can finally move forward from that blockage that exists. Never give up your power, and don't actually give power to negativity, because it's going to make you feel hopeless and it's going to make you feel down. And always believe that you are bigger than this negative cycle that exists in your life. I'm going to go and take a call from Catherine from California. Hi, my dear Catherine. How are you?
Thank you so much. Hi, Carmen. How are you? So glad you took my call.
Absolutely, Catherine, my love. So do you have a specific, do you resonate with what I'm talking to you right now?
Oh, absolutely. What you said to I think her name was Angelique, and what you're saying right now totally resonates with me, because I feel maybe it's karmic, because for me, Carmen, it's with my business. It's like I go so far, I let myself get out there just a little bit notice, mm-hmm. and I right. yet I don't break through and allow myself to really have the success to serve the people I'm meant to serve. I don't know if I block myself. I don't know if it's fear. I don't know what's coming, but I feel like I'm so done with this, and I want to move on. I want to help more people, and I'm not doing that.
What exactly are you doing, my love?
Okay, I'm a coach, and I finally gotten the clarity that the area that I want to work with is really helping, especially creative people, have more joy mm-hmm. and fun and play in their to just approach life that it can be joyful and fun and playful.
Absolutely. Now, I feel you, with you, I feel like you can break this plateau. I think you reach a level in which you probably don't feel the new coming in or the enough opportunities to express yourself the way. Do you agree with me?
Right, right.
I feel like you need to reinvent yourself and reinvent the concept of the business. Expand the idea, you know, and try to reconnect with other, like exactly like you plug yourself in a different outlet, and reinvent the concept. So it's say, okay, I'm a coach, I'm doing this and this. Let me do it in a different way. Let me reach a larger audience. Let me brand myself in the best way possible. Because I feel in a career like this, you constantly need to reinvent. Does it make sense to you?
Right, it does.
Because I feel like you might feel stuck because you reach a level and you don't go beyond that level.
Right.
Even in the way you express your concept, you need to work a little bit, redefining your wording, your philosophy behind it, the way you put it out there. Do you have a website?
I do, but it doesn't reflect this place, this piece with play and fun is newer. It's not something, I mean, this is the new concept.
So, but can you at least market it in a different way? I intuitively feel that if it's done differently, if it's marketed differently, you will break through in reaching more exposure, larger audience, better confidence in yourself, and feeling like you're elevating the message to a higher energy level. It's like I feel like the energy, energetically, the way you put it out in the universe is reached a plateau and is not breaking where it should. So that can become a frustration at some point, because you can say, well, I have such a motivation and I have such a great message. Why is not reaching out as far as I want it to be? Does this resonate with you?
Yes.
Because I feel like if you go deeper inside it and add and complement everything that you already said, you know, one single word can change the whole dynamic, you know, can change the frequency inside a sentence. So I feel that if you add things to it, you know, you will grow. Because one of the things of breaking through a stagnation in the career is always making the necessary changes and taking risks. You know, you take risk in your own mentality, in the way you bring ideas to the table. And I think that this is where you need to work to solidify, you know, your branding to another level. And I think it's going to happen very quickly, the moment you will sit and meditate and how I'm going to do it. I also feel you joining forces with somebody else. Sometimes it's okay to bring in a marketing person or somebody that can give you more exposure or put your philosophy on an Apple pad or whatever. You know what I mean? I think there's so mm-hmm. much you can achieve if you try to brand it differently. It's all that is. It's nothing else. But so in other words, exactly the way where you are, you reach the plateau, and you might not like to be on a plateau. You want more. It's normal.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you will get it. And it's interesting. I'm hearing a name, Michael. Does this resonate anything for you?
I have a brother named Michael.
Okay, that's probably what it is. The name comes very strong in my mind. So either that, there is something significant about your brother in the near future, but there's definitely the name that resonates, you know. So I think it's interesting that his name comes, and you have to look into it. Why am I mentioning his name? You will actually know.
He's been ill, so I don't know, but that's...
Then that's probably what the message is, because I feel sometimes that messages come whenever you reach out, you know, to get divine guidance or extra information, messages, they do come. I feel like you have a message coming from somewhere. I think it's a grandmother. I think it's a woman from somewhere in a higher dimension trying to probably help Michael or asking you to give Michael, you know, more blessing or more good energy, if there's something more that can be done for him, you know. And probably you will understand as the time goes by. And the message is that this has to do with the next 3 weeks. I'm clearly said 3 weeks. And who's having a birthday coming soon? Where is this celebration?
Birthday.
Or a celebration. Think about it.
I mean, I'm moving, so
it can be that, you know. Can you hear me? Did I lose you?
Oh. No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
It can be that the moving is your celebration, or it's a great idea that you make the move.
Right.
There's something powerful about. There's something
that
very
definitely
Yeah, that feels right.
That feels right.
Another thing of unstacking yourself or breaking through or moving forward or feeling the energy lifting you, you know, is the moving. It's you're doing the right thing by moving. And look for the person with the P name, somebody Peter or Paul, that has something to do with your move. And I see there's somebody helping you with the branding, who's a guy, gray hair, with glasses. I see somebody, as you make the move, somebody will come into your life, even uninvited. You know how people come in our life out of the blue, from out of nowhere? And I have a feeling that this person is going to come into your life, will bring into your life, as you make the move, a lot of the necessary changes. I'm pretty excited with the way things are going to go, and I kind of feel to tell you, like almost like I'm promising you that you're going to see in the next 5 months a major growth in your business. Like you're going to see things taking off the way they haven't in a long period of time. So you are moving in the right direction very soon. Hello? I lost you? You're not responding, Catherine. Okay. Okay, Catherine, I love you. Hi, Pat. How are you, my dear? Pat? I don't know. Pat, you probably step away from the phone. Hi, Bianca from Texas. How are you, my love?
Hi. I'm doing great.
Good. It's good to be with you, my love. So, Bianca,
it's
how can I help you today?
Yes.
With the topic on how to, you know, unleash this power, how to break through the stagnant cycle. Where are you in your life right now?
It couldn't be any better, like the topic. It's just so, there's no coincidence. I don't believe in the coincidence. I think everything is meant to be. My sister texted me to
call
you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It was like when you were talking, I'm like, it makes me kind of like wonder, you know, I just turned 40 and I'm like wondering, where is my life going now? I have like all these mixed emotions.
Bianca,
worried about my sister
who's
ill.
A name with a D for you, Daniel, David. Who has this D name? I have a very strong sense of a name
D?
When I think of you. D. David,
oh,
Daniel,
D.
Think a little bit. Who might that person be?
That's a good one.
Yeah. So if you don't know what that is, which can happen sometimes that
uh-huh.
you don't have an understanding, there's like talking
uh-huh.
about I'm giving you a message. I really believe that there is
yes.
a person who is going to, you know, enter your life very soon that will kind of, you know, people come in our life to balance, you know, to bring...
Yes.
Situations,
mm-hmm.
circumstances, information, even make relationship
right.
be more alive, resolving. People come from karmic reasons. So I feel there's somebody that I will describe like somebody with lighter eyes, getting a little bit gray, very eloquent, very, very polite. Whatever reason this person has, you will know as the time goes by. And when you will meet him, you call me back and let me know. Also, for
okay.
you, I feel very strong a person with an M, but at a woman like Maria, Mary, or Marcella, or an M name that can be instrumental.
It will be my sister Mary.
Yeah, can be instrumental. Are you in? Are you working with Mary, or are you supportive of each other? She's your sister. There's definitely a message about her.
Huh. Well, so, my sister Mary, she's going through a lot.
So tell Mary to call me or tell her to call on the show next time because I feel like she also
okay.
needs something very specific. Now, I will ask you, Bianca, tell
yes.
me if anything like a major comes to your mind that you want to ask me, some major questions that you have, because I want to be
so,
specific.
Well, my main question is like, is my sister, she's been in the hospital for almost 2 months now, and it's like she gets a little better, but we don't see any, I don't know, and I'm out of state, so I'm not close to her, close to where she's at, so, and then financially, I can't just go see her anytime I want to.
Oh.
And
does your sister have a son?
Her.
Does your sister have a son?
No.
Who has a son?
No.
Where is the younger man?
The younger man? My brother has a son. My brother had a son.
Okay. It's interesting that I see near your sister a younger person
uh-huh.
near her taking care. It can be a doctor. It can be somebody young. It can be... she's in a hospital?
Yes.
Yeah. I see her in
yes.
the hospital. I see somebody young around her that I was first tempted to believe. I don't think your sister will die or something like that. Though I think the
okay.
prognosis doesn't look good But, you know, I don't think it's her time to go anywhere. So I think your sister will break through this. Might take longer. But just, you know, you can go visit her. I totally understand. But do me a favor, you know, send her good energy.
Yes.
Even with your hands.
Yes.
You know, raise your hands and think of
yes.
her. Or take a picture in your hands and send that vibration, energy through the picture.
Okay.
And do everything you can to concentrate on her. You know, send me on
yes.
my phone a picture of your sister. And I'll give you 10 minutes free session. So I'll concentrate on your sister. And we want to send her that. It's all in there. We are energy field. And if the energy is well guided and is very strong, it can take somebody, you know, from a situation of being very sick into getting better. So I don't think your sister is going anywhere. I don't think it's her time. I think your sister can get better. I think if we work with you, believe it or not, sometimes energy can do more than pills and doctors and surgeries. So I do believe that we can help her. So my
That's
number
awesome.
Is, write down my number, 917-771-6035. Do you have a pen?
I do in my car right now. Let me just get it right now.
Okay. So and write down the number
what?
And feel free to call me, Bianca, and we'll
what
and
is
send
the number?
Me, text me her. 917 area code 7716035. 917-771-6035. And you can find my phone if you go to my fan page on Facebook, and you see my phone number there if you don't have it correctly. Or something. So send me a picture of your sister and a message, and we'll work that she gets the that energy to help her break through. Talking about breaking through a disease, you know, is that like you break through a problem that is legal or in a relationship or with money, or you break through an illness too? So I'm going to go to a break, Bianca, but I'll be waiting for that picture. And love you, my sweetheart. Thank you for
Thank
calling
you.
Me.
I'll send it to you right now. Thank you.
Love you.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yes, I'm back. I'm Carmen Jara on Om Time Radio, and we were talking about breaking through, you know, difficult cycles and blockages in your life. But I want you to understand that the recipe of this is by breaking out the pattern and learning more about yourself and what you really need and what you really want. And like, for instance, when you're in your 20s, you have lack of awareness of what you want. when you in your 80s, in your, sorry, 40s and 50s, then you already endure the cycles and the blockages, so you have more awareness. But what I'm trying to say is that you have to stay focused on the present, because being in the present brings you two gifts, the gift of patience and the gift of wisdom. Now, one of the quote that I came up by doing the show is that living outside of time, which means living in the past or living in the future, disempowers you, because you have to have all the power, you know, that you need in the moment. So the power lies in what you can do in this very moment, using the tools that you have right in front of you. Like today, you're on the show with me. We're finding the tools for you to break through those patterns in your life. So you have to stick with the process. But I'm going to go to Camelia from Ontario. Hi, my lovely Camelia. Thank you so much for holding on the light, my dear. You are with me right
Hello,
now.
Carmen.
Can you hear me? Hi, my dear.
I am hearing you. You hear me?
I can hear you pretty well, my love.
Yes, so, I'm Cornelia, and I admire you for so long time now. I called you once at home, and you were prepared to go to Romania. And I didn't give your time. After a few years, I came back. And because the subject is about breaking through certain things, I'm a Hungarian from Romania. I think you feel that. Lehet magyarul beszélni, magyar vagyok, igen. De biztos, hogy angolul kell beszéljünk.
Okay, so let's go in English.
Ez nagyon jó volt hallani.
I know, because we can speak so many languages, but we have to stick with the English. So
that's for sure, and that's not a problem.
I know,
even if my
love,
English is not the perfect one, I have 12 years in Canada, and
it doesn't matter.
I'm just not that good in English.
Each other. You're very good. So
Yes. Let's
go and go straight to your question. What do you need
yes,
to
I will.
Know right
I
now?
Yes, I will. I'm having an issue here with the jobs. My real job, I'm a hairstylist from Romania. When I came in Canada, it didn't really work out for me. I went to work at Rheem in electronic assembly, and I did lots of things in Canada, and it just never works out. Like, I'm always losing a job after 1 or 2 years, and I cannot understand why. I am a very kind, a very friendly, reliable person, and I just keep losing my jobs. And right now, for this winter, I was laid off for my last job because now even my health is giving me attitude, and I don't know what's going to happen from now.
I don't think there's anything wrong with your health. I think that what's here is more emotional and is not physical. So that's very important.
Yeah, but Carmen, it keeps bug me physical right now. Like I'm starting to have tendonitis, bursitis, spondylosa.
Yes.
I cannot, I'm really having physical
now.
It
can manifest. One of the things that happen when you mentally go to a lot of struggle, The problem is we create autoimmune disorders like rheumatoid arthritis and all kinds of things when you feel, oh, I have pain in the back, I have pain in the joints. So the first thing in which a mental and emotional struggle will manifest in the physical body will be through an inflammatory process. So the body
creates inflammation. Yeah, exactly, that's what I have right now.
But I'm telling you, the inflammatory process can be reduced and kept subside, and you can feel good again, because in reality, this is all something that is more mental and can translate physical, but we have to stop that from happening. But I want you to understand that you need to go and do the career at which you best. You've been trying to do all kinds of jobs just for the sake of a paycheck, but that doesn't really represent you. And you start struggling at not doing something that you love. Do you agree with me?
I do agree, but right now I really cannot do my real, like, hairstyling, because it's hard for me to lift my hand having a tendonitis exactly in my right hand, you know? That's my problem, and I just wanted to ask you if you see something better for me in the future, or if the situation is going to ever change.
Things will get very good, and I want you to give me a call. I give you some minutes free. If you want, I can text you my number, or you can write it down and give me a call, because I want to help you get rid of this inflammatory process. I think if we settle and we get rid of the inflammation in your body, you'll be perfectly fine, and you're going to get, and I promise you, this year, you'll do better than ever, and your career will start flourishing again, and you're going to do more what you are meant to do, more what is your gift.
You are such a sweetheart. I appreciate that. But
absolutely.
Do you see in which area or where I'm going to be
more,
ever?
What I see, it's more in a creative, is more in the field of beauty, is more in the field of creativity. And this is where I think that you belong. And but before we go there, I want to give you a regimen for an anti-inflammatory that is all natural, so we can regulate this pain, because that's what bothers you before anything else. So we can get rid of the inflammatory process, so you can think straight where you're going to go with your career. I see you working with another woman who seems to me has a name with an E, Elena, Helena, something like this. So you'll work with somebody like that, blonde, short hair, very pretty lady, big eyes. I have a sense of her. Should be very instrumental. It becomes more an independent job, but it's more in a creative field and working directly with people, but in the field of creative. This is where I see you going, but in a more independent job and not such a heavy job, not that doesn't pay what you deserve. So you go into a total reinventing and restructuring your life, my love. I'm 100% sure.
Thank you so much. And Carmen, just one more little question. Do you see
yes.
my marriage perfect or okay?
Your marriage is okay. Nothing is perfect in the universe. Perfection, we're working on perfection, but we're imperfect people in an imperfect world. But that's perfectly fine. Working with a world
thank
perfect.
Thank you so much.
I love you, my sweetheart.
Thank you so much, and I think I'm going to call you if I'm not bothering you.
Absolutely, call me. Nobody's bothering me. I'm here for everybody who needs me. I love you, my Cornelia.
I appreciate and I admire you for so long time, and you were one of the pieces in my healing process when I made a panic attack 10 years ago.
Oh, okay, so we need to correct those panic attacks, too. I hope they're not going to happen anymore. I love you, my sweetheart. And those,
me too. You have a beautiful eve. Thank you so
those
much.
Panic attacks make a lot of sense when it comes to the inflammatory process. And so call me for that because I want to help you with some natural stuff. I'm going to go to Mary Luciana from New Orleans. Hi, my dear. Are you still with me?
Hi, Carmen. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, beautiful friends. Thank you so much for waiting. I always admire people who have the patience, talking about patience, you know, to wait. So how can I help you, my love?
Well, the subject is perfect. It's about my daughter. She's 10 years old, and she has anxiety, and she's been having a rough time at school. Like, she has good days, she has really bad days, and it's just like a roller coaster. She cries a lot, and she's very emotional, and I just can't figure it out. You know, like, she has counselors, but we just can't get her to be steady or like to control her emotions. And I don't know if I should change her school or keep her where she is. And I just don't know what to do anymore.
I don't see she's very happy where she is. I will consider the change of a school. I wonder what those counselors at school, because the school has always a therapist, you know, that the kids sometimes can have emotional problem. And, you know, if you think your daughter has emotional problems at 10, watch and see. If not regulated, how this emotion will gonna escalate as she reach 14, 15, you know? It's not getting better. If not, so we need to control them now so they don't get worse as she gets into becoming a teenager, you know? I think it's also hormonal. Some girls develop, you know, hormones in the body at the age of 10, 11, believe it or not. But it's really happening, you know. I also believe that she is, there's something with the neurotransmitter, there's something with the hormones in the brain. I think she will need probably a little bit of a test. I can assist you with this if you want for your daughter. But I overall, the image that I have, this kid will get better. She's not under the proper care, unfortunately, and not under the right energy. I don't feel there's enough empathy at school for her. I don't think there is enough help and guidance in this school. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I think they try, but I think they're getting tired of her energy now, and they just kind of make
but
her
you
like
you can
a,
never get tired of a child. A child should never, he has unlimited, you have to give unlimited time to a 10-year-old, you know? There's no such thing like getting tired of a 10-year-old. So, because I feel like they're not giving her enough attention, like she deserves more, if you agree with me. Uh-huh. So, if there is a way of reconsidering other kind of help or somebody else outside of school, have you ever talked to anybody about this? Any of do you have a psychologist, somebody you know
she
that
does.
You go to?
She does. She has a play therapist that we've been going to, you know, and she helps her, you know, how to control her, trying to help her, you know, control her emotions. She tries to help her with her anxiety, and it works for a little while, but then it stops. And she just
well,
likes to argue
she might
with
need
adults.
Something natural. You know, even children can need natural products. Products that have no side effect that can regulate the hormones, the serotonin. Even a child has all those hormones in the brain that need to be regulated. Even at the age of 10, she might have. Have you seen an endocrinologist for your daughter?
No, I have not.
I highly recommend for you to take her to an endocrinologist, you know, because,
okay.
You know, sometimes kids can have problem with the pineal gland, with the thyroid, and everything that is so emotional can be related to the glandular system. And the more I tune into
really
it, the more
that.
I think there's something glandular. I want you to be in touch with me. I'll help you for free. But let me know how your daughter does. If you take her to an endocrinologist, tell him to do a blood work and check on everything. The level of the cortisol, if there's anxiety, the cortisol can go to the roof. And that's something that can be regulated with natural products. Because if the therapist cannot help from this point on, it means there's something that is internal. And it can be changed in a different way. And there's nothing wrong about taking her to an endocrinologist because I feel like the key of making her feel better is there. And if you want, I can write you down what you can ask him about your daughter so that we can reach a medical conclusion how to help. I feel your daughter can be easily helped. You know, sometimes you take a natural product that can help you calm down. And all that anxiety goes away, you know.
Okay,
there is a product
okay.
that
Definitely.
Is for adults, but I don't know if he can. I need to research this. It's called Calm
okay.
G. Calm G. It's natural,
okay.
made of plants. It you can test it on yourself. It makes you sleep. It calms you down. It makes you feel great. It alleviates all this anxiety. It regulates all the hormone in the brain. Probably epinephrine is going to the roof in her brain. You know what I mean? Something there is out of control. That caused the anxiety. That's why I wanted to see an
okay.
endocrinologist. To check the blood work
okay.
and see if there's something there that needs to be regulated, you know? And she's going to be perfectly
okay.
fine. I promise you, your daughter. I feel your daughter is a very talented girl. Do you see that?
Yes.
She's beautiful. She's sensitive. She is emotionally creative. Emotionally creative. That's what I like about your girl, you know? I think
yeah.
She can be helped. I promise you she will be helped. I'm here for you, you know, with all your needs for this kid. And this kid is a beautiful, beautiful girl that will become a beautiful woman and she will have kids and she will have a good life and this is not going to affect her in the future. So please don't
okay,
worry about
good.
That.
I'm so glad.
This is for now.
Okay.
This is for now. Check this Calm G, see whether, you know, you can get it at Amazon. It's a natural thing. Because she's a kid, we can cut that in half and give her half of it. It's going to calm her down. There are a lot of natural stuff that a child can take that have no side effects, not influencing her, only in a good way, you know, in a way of regulating, you know, all these hormones that cause anxiety.
Oh, okay.
So that's why
that
I want look into all everything. I'm telling you a lot, you know. I'm telling you a lot, but I know there's a reason into it, you know.
I definitely
because
will.
Because I feel very strong
you
that your daughter will become a beautiful young woman and will be very happy and very healthy. And this is just an episode that is going to be resolved.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, my beautiful. My love, all
thank
the time
so much,
I'm here with anything you need. If you need something more, feel free to write me at Carmen Jara at AOL about your daughter, and I'm here for you. And thank you so much
thank
for
calling
me.
Thank you so much, Carmen, for taking your time.
Okay,
thank
my
you.
Love. Love you. I'm going to go to Pat. Hi, Pat, are you still there?
Hi, I'm here. It went dead. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you before.
Okay, my love,
Carmen,
how are you doing?
It's the same question. I've really gone backwards with this withdrawal from the Klonopin, or actually I want to ask you, is that what's happening? I'm so weak and tired and depressed and anxiety, and it's just
because your
weekend.
Serotonin level is not where it should be because you withdraw from the medication. So that makes sense.
My what level?
Your serotonin, you know, that the... I need to do with you, Pat, we need to check where exactly the problem is, because your psychiatrist was supposed to do it, but when was the last time you saw somebody that checked on this, you know, to figure it out where kind of a depression you have, or is this coming from?
I see someone and they say, you know, it's from childhood. I've been taking the Travacor.
Unfortunately, I'm coming to an end of the show, Pat. Feel free to call me. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Okay.
I'm Carmen Jara on Home Time Radio. I'll be back with you next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And meanwhile, God bless you and thank you for listening.